Hey everybody, welcome to episode one of the Rust is Gold Racing Podcast. We're here at Rust is Gold Coffee in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'm here with Tyson Hollywood Garcia, Chris Sparky Franco, and I am Steve Phoenix Mays, and we are going to be talking about cafe racers and all things vintage. To do is have a little Sunday morning coffee, talk to cafe racers, builders, vintage enthusiasts, bring in a little music, bring in lots of topics that we hope you find interesting. Tyson, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what's going on here.
Hi, my name is Tyson Garcia. I'm the owner of Rust is Gold Coffee, and what we're trying to do here is I wanted to kind of build up a place where coffee and motorcycles kind of coincide in a cool kind of atmosphere. You know what I mean, Steve?
I totally know what you mean.
I had mentioned this the other day to you. I think we were talking kind of about this and how, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, around 10 to 15 years ago, we started seeing kind of a buildup of these kind of coffee shop motorcycle shops. And the first one I saw was in San Francisco, and I think it was called Sprocket and Gears. And it was a really small coffee shop, but it was centered basically around about 8 to 10 lifts, and people would go into this kind of, and it was like in the industrial area, and people would go in and basically rent lifts and kind of wrench on their own bikes. And then that was the thing that kind of brought it all together, was the coffee. And then, you know, you started to see some other ones pop up around Portland, like CC's, Flat Track in Austin, Deuce in Venice. There was another one in New York, I can't remember, but you know, I started to see these things all over the place. And everywhere I went, they just had a really cool kind of vibe, you know, cool atmosphere.
Yeah, it's like, it's been obvious in the last 10 years that the vintage retro theme has really come back strong. You see it mostly in motorcycles, but coffee shops in general being just a big thing now everywhere, it's starting to take on that vintage theme also. And it seems like there's just a real desire for it out there. People are kind of getting tired, I think, of the modern right. aspect to the world, and they're wanting to kind of go back a little bit to a little slower time. I don't want to say simpler, but maybe a little bit more stylistic and casual time, where things had more quality to them and
exactly.
conversations had more substance to them and materials were stronger. You know, it just, there's a I think a real desire to get back to that. You know, Chris is from southern New Mexico originally, and there he's probably seen a little bit of that happening down there too.
Yeah, just a little bit. Down in Old Mesilla, there's a coffee shop called The Bean, and it's not vintage theme, it's just a simple coffee shop, but it's down in Old Mesilla. And I met one of the other Desert Ace Rockers, Andy. He introduced me to it. I was building cafe races. He introduced me. He's like, hey, come hang out with us on Sunday mornings. Let's go get coffee. So I went hang out with him. And I had no idea. I would ride past that place, never thought of this. But just vintage bikes, just every single unique bike that was out of Las Cruces was down there in mm-hmm. at the Bean. And it just became a tradition. Just every Sunday morning, go down for coffee with the Bean.
Yeah, we had you guys had your rally there about, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
Yeah, about 3 years ago.
Yeah, and there was a pretty good turnout. And I was actually surprised, being like Las Cruces.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't think that, you know, a smaller town like that would have a vintage motorcycle scene. But, you know, every Sunday they were meeting up and doing it and making it happen, so.
Oh, definitely. And what always surprised me is, so you'd have the little gems that come out mm-hmm. from Las Cruces. Bob Duffy, he was kind of like Evel Knievel's rival. He was the fastest man to
right.
2 wheels backwards.
Was he the guy that was on American Pickers?
Yeah, he was a guy.
Yeah,
American
that was
Pickers.
A great episode.
Yeah, but so he'd be there all the time. I personally met him quite a few times, talked to him. He had this really cool turbocharged Yamaha,
right.
like 1970s Yamaha turbocharged from the factory. Beautiful bike. But little gems would pop out like that. And then, so you know, even Las Cruces is kind of a rural farm town. You go farther south into El Paso, but people would just start showing up to the Bean. And so you'd have all these people from Las Cruces, El Paso, just showing up with no affiliation with each other. So you just know to show up at the bean.
It seems like, you know, in the motorcycle world, coffee and motorcycles just go together naturally. And having a place to connect is kind of it's a historical thing, right? I mean, it's like it goes all the way back to the beginning of the Rockers in England.
Club.
Exactly. These guys gathering outside of cities in England on interstates that were just... on interstates that are just barely starting to come up back in the day, and they gather to have coffee.
Yeah, you know.
Especially
with the cafe racer culture, it's one of those things where like a coffee shop just kind of naturally fits, right? I mean, you have guys that are obviously custom bike builders or really take a lot of pride. Not that other bikers don't, but they can't be going to the bar, you know, going from bar to bar every night, you know, drinking and riding their bike. And not to say that, you know, we don't all enjoy a good beer, but it's just, it doesn't quite fit with like the cafe racer thing. And there's something about having a nice cup of coffee and then maybe even taking a nice ride and coming back and grabbing lunch or going to another coffee shop that kind of just fits on a Sunday morning or a Sunday afternoon, you know, where as some of us know, it's not always the safest thing to go from bar to bar on a Friday night and ride your bike.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, we've all built a few bikes, the three of us, and one thing that we all really enjoyed was the idea of camaraderie, right? Getting together, helping each other work on bikes, grabbing coffee and admiring each other's bikes. And I think that was the whole idea behind Rust Is Gold Racing, was to obviously your coffee shop, Rust Is Gold Coffee, to be the central location for people to gather, and then, you know, put a shop in the back where we could all get together and go admire the bikes or work together on bikes or get people in that could answer a question that maybe we got stumped on. And it's that whole camaraderie of building bikes and that culture around coffee that's like inspired us, I think, for the last several years, right? And one of the things I forgot to mention was, you know, you were past president of the Duke City Rockers Vintage Motorcycle Group in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And you, when you came in, it was kind of a smaller group, and then you had this vision to make it into a bigger group of vintage enthusiasts. And Chris was part of a vintage club in Las Cruces, New Mexico called the Desert Ace Rockers, which kind of the same concept, right? I mean, I know you guys were more of just, hey, let's get together on Sunday and grab some coffee and stuff, but you all kind of worked together to build projects and kind of build a community too, right?
Oh, definitely. We'd always have people just welcome to hang out with us. And it was never, I guess, a little different from Duke City Rockers. We never like actively just try to make it bigger. We just kind of, if you want to hang out with us, come on, hang out with us. But it was a little bit bigger before I joined up, but now there's three core members, myself, Andy DeLo, and Paul Ford, which we're all first responders. Andy's a retired Las Cruces police officer. Paul's a current Las Cruces firefighter. He actually runs the community paramedicine program. So he's absolutely proud of that. And then I'm I guess retired EMT now, EMT firefighter. But so that's how it was. It's always been just us core three people. And yeah, it's always been a neat little thing like that.
Yeah, there's definitely like a camaraderie that has to work first, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things that I started to notice as DCR got bigger, the Duke City Rockers, is that, you know, you can be the best bike builder, or you can have some of the coolest ideas and be the best fabricator, or, you know, have the best design ideas, but that doesn't exactly make you, you know, somebody that you want to hang out with and ride on a regular basis or wrench with.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean? Like certain people just kind of, they fit well together. They mesh well together. You know, it's just like any other friendship.
Yep.
And I think that's part of the thing about building bikes with friends that you can like trust, and you know each other, you know each other's limits, you know each other's possibilities, and having trust that somebody else can kind of work on a bike with you. That's it's a kind of a special bond. It's kind of hard to find because, you know, you're putting a lot of trust in one of your buddies that they're going to be able to produce this bike with you if you're going to be doing a partnership like we're doing, or the idea that, you know, you guys are all in the same kind of wavelength. Yeah. You know, you're all in the same kind of tone. It's not an easy thing to find anymore.
No. It's funny being 250 miles away from Paul and Andy after moving up here. We have a group chat that goes on constantly. We'll just pick up a conversation where we left off, and Paul will be working on his 350 and kind of say, hey, I think this is what's wrong. And both Andy and I'll be like, nope, that's not it. That's just the way we go. Is we'll just fire back at each other. Just hope you're wrong.
That's modern technology, man.
Yeah. Oh, that is. And then like every now and then, when I go back down to Cruces for a weekend, something like that, I make sure to go to the bean, go catch up with those guys, and we'll just pick up the conversation where we left off.
Tyson, do you ever expect DCR to get, you know, to the point that it's at now, you know?
Well, I mean, you know, when I first started riding, yeah, I've been riding bikes my whole life, and you definitely, like, motorcycling is interesting because you guys have probably seen this too. It goes through phases, right? You know, when you're, and maybe that's just a part of, like, who we are as people in general, is we go through phases too. But, you know, when you're, there's a huge kind of crotch rocket scene. The next year there's going to be a chopper scene. The next year there's going to be a bagger scene. And, you know, when I bought my 72 Bonneville, the cafe racer scene had just kind of started to emerge itself again.
What year do you think that was?
Geez, that was probably about almost 12 years ago. You know, so it was, yeah. it wasn't too long ago, but it was about 12 years ago. And
what's funny is that here in New Mexico, it's always going to show up a little bit later than everywhere else.
Right, exactly.
In LA or something like that.
And that had already been, you know, exactly. Like, I'd seen it in San Francisco before when I was living out in California. I'd saw it in Orange County. And, you know, it was there. It just... it just started kind of emerge in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And there was a kind of, in Albuquerque, you know, 12 to 15 years ago, there was a different scene. There was kind of a bigger rockabilly culture. There was a lot of custom hot rod builders. There was a few, you know, cafe racer builders kind of coming up, and it was just starting to kind of emerge. It hadn't quite peaked yet.
Yeah.
And I knew it could get big. I knew it really could. It was, the timing was right. It's just, I think it what happened was, it peaked and then it kind of like, you know, needed to kind of fall back down and rethink itself as far as cafes go.
So what's interesting about Albuquerque, particularly being on Route 66, is there's always been that vintage Route 66 rockabilly culture, right? I mean, yeah. New Mexico, I mean, Albuquerque specifically, Route 66 is built on that tradition of, you know, the Art Deco of the 50s and that
exactly.
Stylistic thing. I mean, so that kind of fits right in with, you know, vintage motorcycles and stuff kind of having a real growth here in right. Albuquerque, don't you think?
Right, yeah, totally. You know, when I first moved here, and being a kid, like always being into hot rods and motorcycles, I always kind of wanted a place. You know, as a kid, you always want people to identify with, and you want a kind of culture to grab onto. You know, especially like us kids that came from like broken families without dads, you always want that father figure around or a family, you know? And as a kid, I always kind of longed for that kind of location where you could go and you could see cool hot rods or cool bikes, or you could even kind of learn from a couple of the old timers how to rebuild carbs or whatever the case is, right? And I wanted that kind of location. And, you know, a couple times things like that had kind of like surfaced in Albuquerque and then kind of again, just kind of submerged and just didn't quite do it right, or just didn't quite work for whatever reason. And I felt like, you know what, like the timing was just right in Albuquerque. There's starting to kind of like be a rebirth of that kind of custom culture and
totally.
That do-it-yourself attitude.
Yeah.
And I thought now would be the time to do it. And I wanted to create that atmosphere that I would have liked as a 14-year-old or as a 40 or 50-year-old, you know.
Right.
This is that place that I want people to feel comfortable in.
Yeah. You know, living in Albuquerque most of my life now, I've seen that vintage Route 66 culture for a while. But Chris, being down in Las Cruces, did you experience that? Were you too far away to kind of get that Route 66 vibe, or is it still?
No, we really didn't have that Route 66 vibe. We had more of a, you'd see like the classic cars and everything, but we never had that 66 identity that you definitely feel up here, where you see the Route 66 themed shops and what have you. No, we really didn't have that. Bruce's has its own weird, unique identity. It's it has like a rural farm town looking identity, but at the same time, I don't even know how to explain it. It's a unique thing all itself.
Yeah, totally, just rural.
It's totally rural, and
it feels almost like more old school.
Yeah, right? Very very old school.
Kind of old farmer feel to it.
Yeah, it's kept that, even though it's gotten bigger, it's kept that like 1950s, 1960s farm town feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Spanish
farm town, yeah. Definitely. The big feel, especially if you go down to the valley, if you take hop on Highway 28, go to the Bean de Mesilla, and if you take, especially where I used to live south of Las Cruces in a little tiny farm town called La Mesa, and once you get down there, it's exactly that. It's like a 50s farm town, but you hop on Highway 28 to El Paso, man, and it's like going back in time. You just ride this beautiful curvy farm road.
That's awesome. Okay,
farm highway, and just beautiful, and you feel like you went back in time. It's great out there.
That's cool.
But you have that old iron like farm like farm inflict tractors. You get more of that feel rather than Route 66. But
I think that's the cool thing about being in the West, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's like there's so much open space.
Yeah.
You know, you can ride like anywhere and just have great panoramic views and great skies. I mean, very few places in the country.
Have you noticed like when a lot of people move away from New Mexico, they're like, oh, great. You know, I'm going to move out here and there's going to be beautiful riding. And the first thing they all say on Facebook or Instagram is, man, I haven't ridden my bike in like 3 to 4 months. And you're always, you know, one of the beautiful things about New Mexico is you get like maybe 1 or 2 months out of the year you can't ride.
Yeah. Right.
I know you guys heard the joke. It's called the land of entrapment because everyone just comes back. And then Las Cruces, we always called it Las Causes. But everyone, like everyone that's ever moved out that I've known has always come back to Las Cruces.
Yeah, I
can totally agree with that. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to leave this place. That with that whole Route 66 vibe thing being said, the coffee thing, you know, has really blown up here in New Mexico, Albuquerque especially. Lots of really great little coffee shops, local coffees being roasted. It's really cool.
Right.
And your idea to take the vintage theme and the motorcycle theme and the antique vibe and come up with something like Rust is Gold Coffee it's awesome, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're super excited about it. I mean, I know I lay awake at night thinking about all the cool things we can do, cool bikes that we're going to build and, you know, where we can hang out and have our own little private corner in the awesome coffee shop. I mean, that's like every motorcyclist's dream, I think, really, right?
Yeah, it is a dream, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait to actually get out and like build a salt flat bike and start traveling. You know what I mean? That's
something we're going to be talking about. We're going to follow the build of a couple of bikes that we've got that we're going to take up to Bonneville, hopefully. And, you know, who knows? We may be running them by ourselves over on the outside of the flats, but we're going to do it. And, hey, well, thanks for checking us out. Tyson, thanks for hosting all this stuff.
Yeah, of course, man.
And Chris, we'll get you to talk a little bit more later on
about
some things.
Yep.
All right, thanks.
Wait for me to wake up.
Check us out. We're going to start doing this weekly, hopefully, and if not, at least bi-weekly. But see you all soon.
Down the way, not too far, an old-time rockabilly coffee bar. Wrecking machine tucked in the back. Elvis singing about a Cadillac. I'm on a BSA. Been riding all day. Leathers on, goggles too. Triumphing, I don't know what you want to do. My baby's on a Vincent. Has been for quite a while. She said it's rock. So let's ride. Come on, turn up, I got down the cams. American rocker is a matter of fact.